And there's that second cup of coffee. Ordinarily, that would be our first cup. But now that we're starting at 7 o'clock in the morning, that's our second cup of coffee this morning. Good morning. You're tuned in to an Arizona Saturday morning tradition, Rosie on the House. Been here trying to accomplish our number one mission and vision to become you, the Arizona homeowner's best friend. If there's anything you want to know about your house, home, castle, cabin, or garden, you need to know Rosie on the House. RosieOnTheHouse.com for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and Rosie on the House radio program 4 hours every Saturday morning.
Lines are open if you have a landscape or gardening question at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We also have a special guest in talking Arizona agricultural. But before we get there, we have Jeff Harper in, because as I hear it, Jay's still stuck in rodeo traffic and pacing.
You guys were talking about staycations and what to do and pacing. You guys had the argument between who has the longest rodeo and Prescott and Payson. And I know I was laying in bed last night. I was at a high school football game last night myself, and laying in bed last night, my phone starts blowing up, and Jay's like going, "Oh my gosh, what's going on in Payson? I'll never drive up there on a Friday night ever again." And he said it's taken me an hour to go 2.5 miles, and he figured out that there was rodeo in town.
That right-hand turn on 260 is horrible. Yeah.
He's only a fourth-generation Arizonan.
I know.
The things you forget when you're not involved in that part of
the
outdoors.
August, we're almost got it in our rearview mirror, don't we? And September's rolling around, and that means a lot of fall vegetable gardening. August is kind of the dog days, and September we can get real excited and start planting stuff, and that's kind of our tip. Or if anybody wants to call in and talk about vegetable gardening, is September is a great time to kick that off. You can start planting most of that stuff by seed, and by Labor Day we'll probably have most of the actual little starter plants in stock.
Now generally I will go put my seed straight into where I have my garden ready.
Mm-hmm.
But every year I read on the back and it's like start indoors and then move. And I'm like, I should try that sometime, because if it's on the package, there must be a reason for it.
Yeah.
But what's the difference between starting them and little starters inside and just putting them right out in the garden?
Just another step. You know, really, it's a little bit more labor intensive. You can get things going a little bit earlier, especially in the wintertime, if you want to kind of cheat that frost date and kind of get stuff planted indoors and kind of get them protected and set them out after our last frost date. Same way with the heat. Some of those cold crops, we can get a little jump start on them and get them planted and then get them set outside.
What's our fall crop?
Our fall crop, well, you know, what can't you plant, really? I mean, other than, you know, tomatoes are a little iffy, but all of our root crops, all of our leafy crops, basically, if you could eat the root of or if you could eat the leaf of, are things that we can start planting in September. And those are, you know, your cabbage and cauliflower and broccoli and Brussels sprouts and beets and, oh, celery, char, all the lettuces, all that kind of stuff we can do right now.
That is our favorite garden crop, just because it is so fun to make your salad at the end mm-hmm. of the day, just taking a pair of snips and going out and picking it right off, and the freshness once you get the hang of not picking more than you can eat that night, you've got a fresh salad every night.
Absolutely, and nothing tastes as quite as good as something that you've grown yourself and in the backyard and
your neighbor might not be able to taste the difference, but you know the difference.
Yeah.
You know what, too, if we end up with El Nino like we're thinking we will, that makes the best garden. Even if you water every day, a good rain, you know, things grow by inches, and it tastes better somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Rainfall, I don't know what it is, but you can take an inch of rainfall and an inch of irrigation, and that what was on the rainfall just looks better.
That's better water, better water quality and nutrients and nitrogen, and it's just better for it. Plus it washes the plants off, which helps get rid of insects and makes everything a lot happier.
Well, you're listening to Jeff Harper. You're the plant propagator. Is that your official term?
Yeah, I'm the
grafter,
kind of the
grower.
I'm the grower.
Seed
the
propagator.
Store, yeah.
So if you'd like to talk about getting your fall vegetable garden, but you've also a member of the Harper's family and can answer questions on football, outdoor adventures, trees, landscape, sure. lawns. We'll get into a little bit of the winter lawn transition a little bit later. But we also have a special guest, Mr. Mark Killian, who getting a little bit of history. Your family has been in the agricultural fields in Arizona for over 100 years?
That's correct. My family came to Arizona from Utah about 1869, 1870, settled in...
Okay, so which is the world's oldest rodeo, Prescott or Payson?
I think they're about the same age. But I'll tell you, the traffic is incredible. I mean, you know, we drive up that way. We've got a ranch in Pinedale, and, you know, if you're going up 260... trying to make that right turn at McDonald's, forget it. You're there for hours, so take a lunch with you.
Excellent. And so you've grown up, your family moved down here as a rancher, as a farmer, as a...
They came as ranchers and farmers and shopkeepers. They were in St. John's and then moved to Concho and then eventually settled in Safford and Thatcher. Both sides of my family were ranchers and farmers. My grandfather moved to Mesa in 29 and started in Orange Grove with Mr. McKellips and Mr. Lincoln.
Wow.
Are those McKellips Road and Lincoln Road
yeah,
the same?
Yeah, exactly. Mr. Lincoln was a nephew, President Lincoln, and they started the Sunny Mesa Citrus Growers, and they shipped fruit all over the world under that label. And then my family took that over in 48, and so we've grown citrus. We had feedlots, ranches. We grew cotton, alfalfa, wheat. And those things.
So you, based on family history and just growing up in the industry, you kind of had the qualification to be the Department of Agricultural Director, but that's not a job you go apply for. How did that position come to pass?
Well, the previous director retired, and by law there's a advisory committee in the department that goes out and submits for resumes, and they interview people. And I went through the interview process, and I was the number one pick. And then they submitted that name to the governor's office.
And at that time, it was still Brewer.
That's correct, Governor Brewer. And so we waited, and about a year, it was almost 18 months later, when Governor Ducey called me and said, what do you think about doing this? And I said, hey, I'd love to take care of agriculture. I love agriculture. It's part of my background. And when I was in the legislature, I did a lot of work in agriculture. And when I was the director of the Department of Revenue, we did a lot of issues on taxation dealing with agriculture.
Now, in the legislature, that's a very humble way of talking about your career there.
Yeah.
Well, speaker for how many of those years?
Well, I was Speaker of the House for 4 years, two terms, and Majority Leader for a term, and...
Hey, Mike, turn Romy's thing off. We're going to quit talking gardens, and Mark and I are just going to talk. We're going to talk about the history of Arizona politics. Yeah. I had dinner a year ago with Andy Tobin up yeah. in Prescott, and I thought we'd sit and meet and visit for, you know, an hour or two. I think we were there like 4 hours. I mean, I was just pummeling the poor guy with everybody. So we're going politics.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm here to protect the Arizona homeowner from you. This is Arizona's happy place. Let's talk gardens.
So what does the Department of Agriculture, what responsibilities come with that?
We're supposed to watch the politicians. No, I'm just kidding. We have many responsibilities. In fact, let me back up and give you the history. In the old days, going back to Arizona politics, Arizona government used to be run by commissions. And then when Burton Barr and Stan Turley and those guys came into the legislature in the early 60s, they changed it to a director-driven type of agencies. Agriculture was the last agency to really go to a director-driven. In fact, I sponsored the bill as a legislator to create the department. And we took the Ag and Hort Commission, the Livestock Board, the Ag Board, all of those, we put them together. And their major responsibility is to tackle all the threats to agriculture, whatever that threat may be, bugs, organisms, people, whatever it is.
Water.
Out there. Water, exactly. Lack of water, yes. Whatever the issue is, our department is charged with protecting agriculture.
Can you tell us anything you've got working on right now? What's consuming, what project's consuming your day, or is that... classified information.
Well, no. There's a lot of exciting things going on. In fact, let me give you an example. Some people say, well, the Department of Agriculture, what do you do? Well, for example, between May and June, our inspectors inspected 17 million packages of grapes that came across the border from Mexico.
17 million?
Million, right.
You needed 2 months to do all that?
Yeah, 2 months. Part of our job is to make sure that those grapes are tabletop quality. We also will inspect and oversee the 4.4 billion pounds of vegetables that come from Mexico through Nogales. We are also headed up and work with the Hickmans on trying to keep the avian flu out of Arizona. As you know, there was over 50 million chickens that died in the Midwest because of that. Arizona's blessed because we don't have a lot of the wild geese and ducks that create that, but we work very closely with them on that. The wild horse issue, as you know, has been on everybody's minds.
Yes, a lot of press lately.
Oh, yeah. And so we've been working with that and helping the governor with that. Right now, we are in the process of trying to bring agriculture businesses from the Midwest and California to Arizona. California, as you know, is running out of water. Because of our forward-thinking legislature back in the 80s with the Groundwater Act, the Groundwater Quality Act, the Water Banking Act, we've got plenty of water to do what we need to do. And so we're out actively recruiting those businesses to come to Arizona.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you would like to join the conversation. We have Jeff Harper of Harper's Nursery in to answer your questions about planting, gardening, lawns, trees. We've got Roland who wants to talk about our opinion of the Red Push pistachio. We've got David wants to know a personal question for Jeff. And we've got Director of the Agricultural Department, Mark Killian, in the studio with us. If you've got a question about agriculture, we'll talk about the impact and the size of Arizona's Ag Department later this hour.